Stardust, Chapter 36, coming soon. Final chapter. A dark and quiet room is flooded with faint light as a video monitor turns on to reveal the silhouette of a man. A bright light shines behind him that hides his features from view. He clasps his hands before him and speaks in a grave tone.
Hello, Commander. Your performance in your position as the leader of XCOM has been an astounding success thus far. The alien invaders are being matched and beaten by our forces at every turn with the help of the unexpected allies. While the war continues, Earth has begun to recover, and it is thanks to your efforts.
The scene opens to a video feed of armored human soldiers along with a Pegasus and Unicorn sprinting down the ramp of a Skyranger and into a massive parking lot where the burning wreck of an invader craft lies. The scene changes to a set of wooden double doors. The doors open to reveal a scarred Asian man wearing a black suit, earwig, and sunglasses. The man scans the room and noting the dozens of middle-aged men and women in formal wear before stepping aside to reveal a uniformed Unicorn with a blue mane and white coat, and an equally business-like expression.
However, the successes that we have experienced may have been at the expense of nations not directly affiliated with the Council. Recent intelligence suggests that the invaders have shifted their war efforts to a new front.
The scene reveals a lavender alicorn sitting in front of a massive pile of books and scrolls. She scribbles happily away before freezing in place. Her eyes go wide as she turns to the open balcony door to look out to the setting sun. The scene changes to a darkened night sky surrounding a city made of clouds. None of the city's sleeping residents are awake or alert enough to notice several stars fall from the sky, until they resolve themselves into menacing metal shapes with points of glowing green fire pointed at the city. The scene then changes to a standoff in a half-destroyed hedge garden. A thin, tall figure in white robes and wearing a metal helmet that completely covers his head is flanked by two massive bipedal figures in red body armor. The red-armored giants level massive guns towards the force opposing them. A pure white alicorn standing over the unconscious form of another of her kind.
Our allies have reported widespread attacks on their homelands, and they are ill-equipped to defend themselves against this enemy. This ally has proven to be an invaluable asset to this organization, and so the Council has elected to render all necessary aid for this ally, as well as deny the aliens the opportunity to turn these allies against us. The operatives you send to complete this mission will have access to the greatest technological breakthroughs this organization has developed. Agents with special skills will be made available to assist in field operations.
The scene changes rapidly between several human soldiers equipping themselves with heavy armor and loading several rifles as well as other pieces of equipment. The scene then cuts to an object falling from high in the sky, several smoke grenades detaching from it as it falls into a deserted alleyway now completely obscured by smoke. The electric whine of a Gatling gun is immediately followed by an ear-splitting buzz as a 12-foot-tall mech sprints out of the smoke, with its gun blazing. The scene reveals the burning remains of a small town with two invader ships hovering nearby, and with several hulking armored aliens firing bolts of green fire at the wooden buildings. Their attention shifts as a lone unarmored human in a military uniform teleports into the town square. The aliens turn and fire at the human, but the plasma bolts simply vanish before they can connect with their target. The human's unbalanced laughter can be heard cutting across the square as he raises his left hand and points upwards. Dozens, then hundreds of portals appear behind the human, and a wall of green plasma flies back at the aliens.
The operative you place in command must also be skilled in diplomacy, as other allies may join or refuse our cause based on her actions.
The scene then shows two large double doors opening to reveal a round table around which several species sit. Minotaur, zebra, buffalo are easily identified and are clearly skeptical of the human entering the room. Two alicorns, one pink and the other midnight blue, nod and smile at the new arrival. The scene cuts to what appears to be a bedchamber and a mismatched serpentine body made up of several different animal parts looking away from the viewer. The uneven yellow eyes are horrified at the sight before them. He slowly turns around the room and it darkens. A voice devoid of all humor asks,
"You will give me what I want, or I will take it from you, and I can assure you, I won't be gentle."
A robed and helmeted form stands rail straight as a wall of black chitin churns around it. Slowly, the insect-like creatures part to reveal a far taller member of the same species with emerald green eyes. Those eyes survey the alien figure before their owner states with amusement,
"Welcome to my parlor," said the spider to the fly.
Maintaining the alliance must be given the utmost importance, as the invaders have also begun to escalate their prosecution of this war. There have also been reports of collaborators in their midst. If these rumors are true, Commander, you are authorized to neutralize them with extreme prejudice.
The scene shows a massive darkened hallway with an Earth Pony trotting further into the darkness. A unicorn guard notices this and follows. When it becomes apparent the Earth Pony is heading further and further into the darkness, the guard takes a deep breath to speak. Whatever he planned to say was lost as tentacles wrapped around his barrel and neck and dragged them off into the darkness. The Earth Pony looks back with its yellow reptilian eyes before resuming its course. The scene cuts to a battle in progress between humans, equestrians, and the aliens. An alien ship hovers over the battlefield just long enough to teleport reinforcements to assist. Among them is what appears to be an intricately detailed metal coffin hovering a few feet off the ground. Several objects break away from the outer hull of the coffin and fly through the air like missiles to acquire new targets. Each of the objects spits a line of plasma fire, and several targets are cut down instantly. The scene shows what appears to be an occupied equestrian city before focus centers on a boarded-up building. Several lean ponies of various races huddle around a fire to keep warm. Just as they are about to drift to sleep, the door flies off of its hinges and a dozen humans wearing business suits and masks storm in with weapons trained on the now fearful equestrians. The last man walks slowly into the room and adjusts the glasses on his bland face before smiling at the cowering ponies. Without a word, he turns and walks back out. The scene again shows the outside of the building, and the flashes and sounds of gunfire can be heard.
Your mission will have three primary objectives. 1. Ensure the survival of the ruling government of Equestria.
Several rapid-fire scenes are shown of a midnight blue alicorn and over a dozen Pegasine bat ponies locked in air combat, with dozens of horrifically mutilated aliens that appear to be a little more than a flesh and blood head mounted atop a metal torso and arms with rockets attached. Several more rapid-fire scenes show of a pure white alicorn stepping towards a robed and helmeted alien. Warm, almost fiery energy comes off the alicorn, though with each step it is replaced with freezing cold that snaps, freezing the burning scene around her. In those split seconds, the white alicorn transforms into an icy blue figure before snapping back.
2. Locate and eliminate the primary base of operations of the human traders working for the clandestine organization known as Exalt.
The scene cuts to several humans wearing suits and ties setting up a hasty defensive line in front of a set of large wooden double doors. When the double doors crack and crumble, the humans begin to fire into the darkness, only for each one to be silenced by a shiny projectile flying too fast for the eye to track. When the last human falls, a tan-coated unicorn steps out from the darkness of the hallway and uses his telekinesis to extract a coin from one of the bodies before looking back down the hallway. Other shapes, both equestrian and human, begin flooding the now secure room.
3. Counter any and all possible alien operations, and if the opportunity presents itself, strike against their command structure to disrupt their forces.
The final scene cuts to a cathedral-like chamber with a massive window looking out into a pitch-black starfield. At the far end of the room stands a gold-robed figure with an intricately detailed mask and helmet that turns to regard the combined forces of humans and equestrians.
Your gifts are unparalleled, and your forms are flawless. Your kind has the potential to overcome what lies ahead.
The words echo around the cathedral chamber from no discernible source as the robed figure reaches upward with four arms.
Come, children! Ascension awaits! Good luck, Commander. And remember, we will be watching.
Mente Materia, the sequel to Stardust, came out 2014. That was certainly it's a unique way to finish off a fantastic story, but it's amazing. All of this was amazing. And I still couldn't believe that I found out about the story in 2018, and not even before then when it first came out. Then again, I was a kid, but still, even after all this time, this story kicks ass, and I guarantee you the sequels kick even more ass. I don't regret this one bit. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my star-striking donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Dresden, Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Courier Crucii, Delta Omega, Ryanny Dragonwolf, Dwight Cornell, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Starlight Glimmer, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Pokekiller Zach, Soul Dragon, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., and Rainbow Dash. Thank you all very much for watching this finale, and live life to the fullest.